Shellfish growers in Washington's Grays Harbor and Willapa Bay are canceling plans to spray their shellfish beds with pesticides. The state granted the growers the permits to spray last month, prompting a public outcry. Ashley Ahern reports.
The pesticide is part of the same family of pesticides that have been linked to honeybee die-offs. The growers wanted to use it to suppress burrowing shrimp. The shrimp weaken the muck surrounding shellfish beds, causing baby oysters to suffocate. Shellfish growers were set to start spraying on up to 2,000 acres of shellfish beds as early as mid-May. But customers in Washington made it clear they weren't pleased. And on Friday, Taylor Shellfish, the biggest grower in the state, said it would not spray its beds. Rich Denges with Ecology says the decision was triggered by a letter from shellfish growers asking his agency to withdraw the permit.
So when they decided that they did not want to have the permit, then Ecology will agree to honor that wish and cancel the permit.
This would have been the first time the neurotoxic pesticide was used on shellfish beds. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.